Hey guys, Nathan Inhofe, CEO and founder of Quickly Close for Cash, LLC. Just popping on here real quick and giving you guys a quick little podcast. I have a little extra time today, but not sure if I'll talk too long on this topic. It's important, but there's not much to say about it. It's pretty straightforward. We all have dream lives, and it's regarding that. It's regarding kind of living that up and just having experience with what you dream of. What I mean by that is, it helps when you have experienced something to know how great it is or how not great it is, I guess. For example, if you dream of the nightlife, like the clubs and all that, and just getting out and enjoying the clubs, you should do that once in your life, at least, before you commit your, like, life goals to it. That way you know if you like it, and if you do like it, then you know just how great it is and how hard you're willing to work to get there. That's the way I see it. So, basically, what I'm saying is you should get out and try new things, and when you do and you try these things that you dream of, your desire to achieve them and your willingness to work harder will be extremely relevant, because you've experienced it, and you know you like it, you know how much you like it, and it makes you want to try even harder. That's kind of the short version of it. It's shown that when people experience something that they once dreamed of, their happiness increases, and their desire to achieve that every day increases as well. Basically, what I mean is, where was I going with this? So let me restart the sentence here. I'm not saying you should do this every day, because obviously if you're dreaming of it, it's probably a little bit expensive, and that means you can't afford it right now. But what I am saying is you should save up and at least experience it like once a year, or however often you see fit, until you can actually afford it daily. And this is a great way to really find out if what you're dreaming of is really what you want, as well as finding out if like the money it costs is worth it. You could be dreaming of something and you don't want anything to do with it, and that, like, after all that hard work of finally achieving it, you achieve something you don't actually want, and then you probably wouldn't be willing to work as hard for the next things. That's the way I see it. So I personally think you should experience your dreams as often as possible, but don't experience them at the cost of your bank account. Like, don't go bankrupt or anything like that. That would not be good at all. So just kind of throwing that out there. I know it was a short one. I said it was going to be long. But there's not much to say about it besides you should go out and experience your dreams, even if it means saving up for a while to finally be able to afford it or something like that. I guess that's all I have to say for you guys, is just get out and experience it, and even if it dents the pocketbook a little bit, just make sure you saved up enough that way you don't blow the bank on it. Like flying a private jet, that's expensive, so you'll probably have to save a while there, but just keep that in mind, and give it a shot. Just find out if your dream is truly your dream or if it's something that is just hyped up by these people that already have it. So that's what I have for you guys. Just go experience your dream and let me know if it works for you. Let me know if it makes you want to work a little bit harder to achieve things like that. I know for me it does. I've done that with fancy restaurants. I've done that with shopping. I want to do it with fancy cars and like renting out nice houses. But those are expensive. Those are more expensive than shopping and dinner. So got to save up a little bit more for those. So that's kind of the plan right now. And that's what I have going for me right now. So anyways, it's been Nathan Inhofe, CEO and founder of Quickly Close for Cash, LLC, the real estate investing company here in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. We work out of West Allis and Wauwatosa. Just kind of giving you guys a little bit of knowledge on how to achieve your dreams. So like I said, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me and I'd be happy to answer them. And I hope you guys learned a little bit. I hope you guys give this a shot. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. Thanks. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.